Hey, everybody, and welcome to the CEO Podcast, episode number 47. Before we get started, we didn't record last week, and so we are a little bit late with this news, but of course, we can't let it go without being said. Very good friend of the podcasting community, Gary Lever, passed away about 2 weeks ago. And there's not much more to be said, really, than most people have said already on the podcast, and I'm sure they'll do a far better job of it than I could do. But I can't not mention it. And I was very privileged to meet Gary when I went to London.
So a bit of editing will sort it out. But anyway.
Oh. It's weird when you start talking about things like this.
I haven't talked to anyone really about it, so.
No, well, maybe that's... I don't know what to do.
Yeah, sorry.
It's you know, we don't have to go tonight if you don't want to.
No, we'll go tonight. Oh, Jesus. Right, okay. This is the starting intro, which is very difficult. Just to say that, you know, we're a little bit late giving Gary his notice. Good friend of the podcast community. I was very lucky to meet him in London. And I haven't really had a chance to talk to anyone about it. And it's just a gut punch. He was only 31. It's just such a shame. And I can't go on for too long because, quite frankly, I won't make it through the show. And I don't think Gary would want that. I know for sure he wouldn't. He was a great guy. Mm. I was very lucky to meet him. And it just goes to, I think the one thing I wanted to say anyway was just it just goes to show how important the podcasting community is. And it can be taken for granted a bit. And I'm included in that, you know, how important this community is and people knowing each other. And it's just, I don't know.
It's a weird thing. Listening to people on podcasts, you get to know them about, and you may never even ever interact with them, but you kind of feel like you know them.
Yeah.
Even without, it's just, you know, because you hear them.
Yeah.
And you get to kind of know them.
You do, you know. And yeah, I don't know. And I can think of lots of people that, like, you know, just, it would just be brutal. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I just think it just breaks my heart. Gary is so young. He's only 31. It's just savage, you know. But, no. You know, of all the things anyway, the fact that he made it over to London and we got to meet him and, you know, it was just, I'm so glad he did that. Right? So glad that I did it and got over there and saw him and, you know. But yeah, anyway, rest in peace, Gary, our video gaming brother. And, you know, and a big shout out as well to some of the people who are very close to him, you know, obviously his family. But I just want to give a shout out as well to Dan, hardly Dan, you know, he podcasted with Gary. That's how I, you know, where I mainly listen to Gary. Right. It's on that podcast with him. So I can only imagine just how broken up he is about it, as much as, you know, everyone else is. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Right, let's crack on with the show.
Okie doke.
Everybody, and welcome to the CEO Podcast, episode number 47. For some time, where are we now? Middle of August. Summer's practically over. Winter's here. It's bloody over.
For you, maybe. Oh, mate.
From what I understand, you guys are having quite the heat wave.
Hmm.
Yes, indeed. Well, what about wave?
Today,
it's definitely been heat today.
Yeah. What is it? It stops and starts or something. It's not continuous. Or...
Well, it was not been a nice day, shall we say. It was sunny for a little while, but then it's just been super cloudy and well hot.
And humid. And yeah.
Yeah. Typical great British summer weather.
Nice.
Yeah. It was much better in May and June.
I took a long walk around Willen Lake today. well, I was.
Was that only a long walk because it was incredibly slow?
I was dragged. Yeah, I was dragged around, and we were moving from shade to shade.
So, what was the temp? What did it get up to then today?
We're in like mid to high 30s today.
Right? Yeah, I got it on my watch. It's got a thermometer. It's 34 in the shade.
Yeah, that is hot. That is hot. That is heat wave. That is heat warning weather, right? Don't get caught out in it, you know.
That was a not don't go outside day to me.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So you got the fans all running in the house full tilt.
Oh, I don't know about all day. My wife had the fan. She occupied the fan for working at home today. But that the room that she was in has remained pretty cool, actually, to be honest. It's downstairs on the ground floor. Everywhere else in the house is like fucking oven.
When we came back from our walk about 12, there was just one room in our house that was nice and cold, so we all just sort of sat in there for 2 hours. Oh,
it wasn't cold for long.
Well, I say cold, it was still like 25 degrees. But it's still cool to us. But yeah.
Yeah.
What you need to do now is just hang on for a few months, wait till sort of it goes into autumn and everyone forgets about heat, and that's when you go buy your air conditioners for next year.
Yeah.
I can't justify it for the 4 days a year that it's been.
Well, it was on the way to the lake, the walk, that I thought, oh, I really should get my car regassed. And the wife just looked at me and was like, oh, you stupid idiot. Don't try and do it now.
My car's got great aircon. My shitty Ford Fiesta, my wife says it's a tank. It's like the opposite of a tank, really. So we've got a Qashqai as our car, and the aircon in that shit doesn't work properly. It's like when it's hot like it is today, it's like, oh, it's taken like 1 degree off of the temperature.
Really?
Whereas my Fiesta, like, hit properly. And once it's kicked in and cooled down the car, it's like, nice and cold.
It's probably because it's just pumping a refrigerant straight into your face.
I'm actually just, slowly suffocating or something.
What's the gas? Fresh, I know you know.
Probably R134A.
Yeah, R140A. Nice, sir. Ozone killer, that one.
No, that one's not an ozone killer. We're well past that now. No, we're well past that. I mean, my AC here in the house is so old that it's still running R22. That's the ozone killer.
That's the killer. Yeah. So,
that's the ozone killer there.
Is that one of them chlorofluorocarbon things?
I believe it is. But they keep phasing them out. There's new ones being phased out. The future is... we're dealing with a lot of this. Is just the nerdy side of
the future is definitely going to be hot. But
the future is going to be hot, right? But a lot of I don't do much with supermarkets, but I believe a lot of the supermarkets were looking at carbon dioxide as the new refrigerant, CO2.
Really?
Yeah. That's in abundance generally. So
yes, it like is, a winner. Yeah. And then I'm also dealing with, I think I'm hearing now a lot of the appliance makers, so people who make fridges and freezers and bottle coolers and small sort of display cases or whatever, they're looking at butane or propane as the refrigerant.
That sounds like that's a declining resource, to be
honest.
I think it's an abundance. I think they've got loads of that shit because nothing to use it.
There's a shitload at the garage.
Don't worry, there's no shortage of that right now. Yeah, so the only concern with that one, of course, is that it's highly flammable. But I think for fridges and freezers, you use so little of it within the system that you can get away with it. So there you go.
Cool.
Literally.
So business is booming, isn't it, Freya?
Business is booming all over, yeah. So we continue to try and cool the world by burning more fossil fuels. It really, really is not good. Okay. Let's move on then to emails. And what have we got here? So this one was just placed in here by Neil, I think, which is a picture of a load of stuff. Is this the one from Christian?
This is from Christian. Yes.
Okay. I almost thought it was photoshopped in, and I was like, actually, no, it's not. He's placed these items very well on his kitchen counter.
Oh yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah, he has got a nice kitchen. Do you know, can we come back to that? Because I think that one will be a more in-depth one.
Okay.
Let's just skip. We'll come back to Christian's in a second because it's PC related and we can have a good old chat about that. We'll get through these crappy ones from these other guys. So, where have we got? Stuart, friend of the show, Stuart Cullen, said, with the news of Apple blocking Project xCloud and Stadia because it can't review every game on the services, is this just sour grapes by the tech giant as they throw huge shade on Apple Arcade? And could Stadia use this unfortunate turn of events to the to their advantage? Could they?
Can Apple review every Stadia game? Probably, because it's like five.
There's only about 10, so that won't be so much of a problem for them, would it?
Nice,
I don't understand what technically that. I don't have an iPhone, so my experience with Apple ecosystem has been frustration and fucking annoyance. So I don't have Apple stuff. I know a lot of people swear by it and they love it, but I started on Android and then went to Apple and found it extremely annoying. But
so I don't know. So yeah, Apple. Well, they say they create every game that's going on the App Store, and there's this whole thing that they. You know, they're looking after the users. So, yeah, maybe these companies haven't thrown enough money at Apple, and Apple just like, yeah, we're the biggest, well, one of the biggest platforms that you can go on, and we'll block you, so F you. I hate Apple. I'm not an Apple fanboy at all. So Stadia, if Stadia is available on Apple, yeah, they could capitalize on it, you know, streaming gaming.
It's the weird one of these weird like technicalities that hopefully will somehow get you ironed out and it'll be on there. Because the weird thing with the Game Pass particularly is it's been on there throughout the whole testing period. And there's obviously 50 games available on there or whatever, and then as soon as they're going to launch it properly, they're saying no, you can't have it on it. That's the weird thing with Game Pass as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it's got to be something with Apple following the money, right? You know, there's no.
Yeah. They're not getting a bite of the cherry, are they? They're not getting a bit of the proceeds. I'm sure
So is it a matter of someone has to pay them to put their product on the App Store then?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the Project xCloud app on your Apple device and now you're using the Apple device to play games from Microsoft, you're not buying.
Yeah, but what about Facebook then?
You're not buying. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like Apple, you know, Apple. From what I read earlier, they get 30% of every
sale.
Yeah. Sale, right? I mean, that's
you know. That's a decent amount, isn't it?
There's been lots of things. I think even Spotify have come up against it with Apple, where
because they've got a competitor. Basically.
Yeah, they're a competitor. Yeah, is it surprising? It's not really. Does this really surprising news?
Well, like I say, the surprising thing for me is that they've allowed this whole test period.
Yeah.
And people on iPhones have got used to being, or people who've wanted to and have been in the thing. Not many people, admittedly, compared to how many potential customers there are. But they've been allowing that, and then they said no. And then all of a sudden, why now have they decided not to have it when it was not? They say it's safe for customers, and they've allowed the test app, which isn't even a full release tested product, to be on there. And now they're saying that they won't let this other stuff on there, which is now a full launch release.
Well, it's how these apps are sort of allowed onto the system.
What I'm saying is they're talking bollocks.
It's Apple, isn't it?
So if Stadia can advertise and say we are the only streaming gaming service on Apple, yeah, of course, you know. Yeah, yeah, and you've got an Apple device, and you're like, oh, I fancy playing games on this. Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like Stadia is probably even less likely because it is actually a Google product. So
yeah, that's true.
That is their main mobile competitor. I think that's even less likely than that. Microsoft probably could wangle it to get it on there somehow in the future, but I don't know how Stadia are going to go.
I have a question for you.
Let that massive Google thing on there.
I have a question for you. Is it? Do you think there's a possibility that once xCloud goes and proves itself very popular and gets more in the mainstream of it, of a service that is available for gamers, does Stadia then capitalize on that? Because Stadia has not been able to make people, I mean, really, Stadia hasn't really made people, you know, the general great unwashed, shall we call them, you know. You could walk up to almost anyone in the street, you know, have you heard of PlayStation? Yes. Have you heard of Xbox? Yes. Have you heard of Stadia? What the fuck is Stadia? Right? You know.
Well, maybe if they're on iPhone, obviously they won't have heard of it.
Yeah, true. So maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't really, I don't think that, yeah, it's not a Stadia, could they capitalize on it? But this is what it's, I mean, they're actually, it's probably the most interesting part of that question, maybe, is could they? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if, you know, Xbox do the hard work of getting this technology out there and popular, then maybe Stadia could be eventually. I just don't see it. They need some games, don't they?
Do they?
who would though?
Stadia. My Stadia subscription is finally over, by the way. Just like, you know.
Oh, you've managed to cancel.
I managed to cancel it, yeah. My sum total of my Stadia experience cost me $12, I think. It's like
that's $12 more than
$12 I'm never getting back. Okay, well, thanks, Stuart. Don't forget to go check out his podcast, Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy, if you can. We have another message from friend of the show, Andy. Hello, hope everyone is okay. It's the middle of the summer and festival season should have been in full swing. Have you ever been to one such as Glastonbury Reading? Insert name of any others. Second question is, have you ever hitchhiked or picked up a hitchhiker? Cheers all, Andy. Now, as I'm reading that question, I seem to recall early episodes that Dave went somewhere last year, I think.
Didn't you?
Festival, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I went to see Foo Fighters.
Was that not a festival then?
It wasn't a festival. That was a gig.
Have you been to Reading?
I've been to Reading. I can't remember what year. Maybe like 2001. I did go to Reading. Hang on, I did go to Reading on last year on the Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Watch Foo Fighters. Yeah. And other gigs, but I mainly went there to see a few fighters. I've been to Glastonbury, Reading, Leeds. I've been to Glastonbury 5 or 6 times. Paid twice.
Did you go in the old days?
I went in the old days, yeah. 99, 2000, 2001.
Those aren't the old days.
I was, hang on, 18, 17, 18, 19, and I think I went again when I was 22,
23. Nice. Yeah, I went to Glastonbury, 93.
Ooh.
And maybe 94. I can't remember. I have a lot of trouble remembering a lot. Much of Glastonbury. Yeah. Really. Yeah. Imagine. Pretty messy.
The 94 would have been a good one. Levelers, Rage Against the Machine.
You didn't go there, did you, Fraser?
No, the only people I can remember seeing is the Orb. And I know the second time I went was with my sister. Yeah, I think I can't remember.
Yeah,
and I met my cousin there, and it was just a show. Yeah. But I do remember my cousin and I, we got the most enjoyment out of going to Glastonbury was we spent almost all of our time in the comedy tents, just getting wrecked in the comedy tents, just laughing our ass.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did you not experience any of the weird stuff, the sideshow stuff?
Probably. I can't remember. There's very little I can remember at all. I do remember falling asleep at somebody's campfire. I remember I saw Dexter Fletcher at one of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Bit of a haze.
Was that when he was at his peak?
I don't know. I would have known him at that point from Press Gang. Is that what he was in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing he was on first.
With Julia Sawalia, right?
Yeah. Crikey. We are going back now, aren't
going
we?
Going right back. Festivals, Neil?
None. Closest I came, I went to Oasis. We talked about that before, I think, Nebworth.
Oh, okay.
But that was one day.
Yeah.
It was a long day.
Yeah, that's a big old do.
It was fucking absolutely rammed full of people. I know that.
Yep.
Was it something like 130,000 people? Something stupid. So, yeah.
Yeah, I do like festivals. It's
I like the idea of festivals, and then I just like I hate camping. I hate not having to have a wash. Blah blah blah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I do worry that I can't be fucking smelling.
No,
stuff,
they take
stuff.
A lot of energy. They really do. It's a young man's game, I think. Unless I could go glamping or whatever, I'd be flown in a helicopter. Yeah,
exactly.
To the center of Glastonbury and just
If I could take a camper van with me or something, I might do it and have a shower every day, twice a day probably.
Second question, have you ever hitchhiked or picked up a hitchhiker?
I don't think so.
I think I have. I think I've thumbed a Lyft.
I can tell you I definitely have both.
I don't know if I've picked somebody up.
I used to hitchhike back from university all the time and I just had no money, so I'd hitchhike. And I will tell you this, I hitchhiked once with my girlfriend. Never had to wait when I hitchhiked with my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
funny, that isn't it?
Increased your chances of getting picked up. Yeah.
Big time.
I know when I have. There's a big hill in Northampton that I used to, on a night out, I used to walk because I spent my taxi money on a doner kebab and walk home. But it's a fucking massive hill up to where I used to live. So I used to thumb, and people just used to randomly stop and go, "Oh, can you just drive me to the top of the hill?" And
while you were absolutely shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've probably lost my wallet and my phone and what, God knows what else, my anal virginity or something. but I got home. No, that's fine.
Eventually, yeah. Just better spend a week in a dungeon.
Okay, good. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. Right, let's move on to Christian's. So Christian here has sent us a picture here. He's been busy. So he says, I had 2 weeks off work, which always puts me behind in the podcast world. I'm a postie, so do the majority of my listening on my round. While I was off, I showed Stu a pre-build that I was thinking of getting. He then sent me a list of parts that would have built a better spec PC for around £300 cheaper. After a lot of fretting and encouragement from my wife and Stu, I thought, fuck it. If I screw it, I'll blame the wife and get a pre-build in the future. I found an amazing step-by-step PC build video on YouTube. So my son and I embarked on the journey of PC building.
Excellent.
Yay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah, you got it, man. Perfect.
Yeah.
He says it took 2 to 3 hours, only two problems trying to stick the graphics card in, and my son saying Google says you have to use force, and me saying the board is bending. To only realize we haven't taken the rubber guard off. So yeah, there's a rubber guard off the connectors. The earlier problem was forgetting to order RAM, so I had to wait until the next day to see if it fired up. 3 weeks later, still sound as a pound. Dungeon Keeper runs like a dream. LOL. He's got another bit there, but it's not related to the PC building. So let's just stick with that for the moment. So first of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what it's all about.
When it all works.
Oh,
it's great, isn't it? But I'd be interested, Christian, if you can just give us some feedback on the satisfaction, right? I mean, that to me is it's great having the PC. I mean, maybe after you've built a few, you sort of fall into it. But that initial building your first and the satisfaction that you've put it together. I mean, you can walk around a bit with your chest puffed out, can't you? I built a PC. I remember when I built my first one, it's like, I hope my missus would tell people, right? I got a new PC. Yeah, my husband built it for me. That's right, I did. Did anyone analyze his parts? What have we got there?
not seen Christian's parts before.
Yeah. 2070 RTX 8 gig. That's a very nice graphic card.
Yeah.
X470 motherboard, Verizon.
Some sort of Verizon. I don't know what it is.
I don't know the board.
Oh, the right. That's a top spec board.
Nice.
Did he tell us what chip he's got?
It's in the picture.
There's a picture there, but I can't see what it is.
It's
a Ryzen. I can tell that much. I can't tell which one.
Yeah, okay, Christian, right. First of all, the first rule of building PCs is you absolutely lay out the parts clearly that we can all tell what it is. We don't know what chip you've got there, okay? You'll get it, all right? It's early days. You're a rookie. Yeah.
It's all about the brag. SSD, it's all about the brag. It doesn't matter how good it is or how much you spent. You still brag about what you've got.
Yeah.
And too right, you built it yourself, you know.
Yeah, and everybody wants to know, right?
You
know,
that's
all. If you go on the PC forums, right, the builder PC forums, like, you know.
It's in people's, it's in their signature. This is what I've done. Every post, I've done this.
Or you see people who post a picture and go, look, I built a PC. And then afterwards, it's just people going, where the fuck are the specs? Yeah. Right? You idiot. Not that you're an idiot, Christian. I mean, you've posted something here, but we can't see the chip, mate. We can't see the chip. So,
no, good on you, mate.
Looks like it could be a good one.
600 watt power supply.
That's plenty chunky enough.
Should be, good.
Yeah, and I can imagine, yeah.
No case, though.
No case.
Just having it open nice and cool.
Yeah, the air cooling, your air cooling option is to be admired. And you should also send us a picture of the final build. But well done. Yeah, that's great. It's good. Good. Thanks for giving us a shout on that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you did it with your son, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. My son's still not interested.
Oh, go and tell me about it. Anyway, he also says, rewatched Phoenix Nights while I was off. Can you think of any shows that other English people would not have a clue? Non-English people would not have a clue what's going on. I'd love to have a Google box. That's Goggle Box, isn't it?
Auto-corrected.
Yeah. I'd love to have Goggle Box watching Americans watching The League of Gentlemen or The Mighty Boosh.
Were the two shows I immediately thought of, and then he mentioned them.
I don't get League of Gentlemen. It's
weird, even for English people. Yeah. I think that one.
Mighty Bush, I can kind of, I admire the weirdness of it because I know what's the main character called? The goth, long hair guy.
Shit. What's his name? His name escapes me. He's on Bake Off.
Yes.
Nowadays.
Him. I like him. I think he's funny. So the Mike Bush, but the Legal Gentleman, I just don't get it.
That is well weird. That's got some. They've played. People have gone on to do big things from that, though, haven't they? I think one of them do. I can't remember. He's like a director of all sorts of fucking good stuff now.
I think like a lot of those programs, though, you'd be surprised. Like the original one to sort of look at is something like Monty Python, which. Yeah. You know, loads of people didn't get, right? Whether you were American, English, Canadian, or whatever. But if you travel in America or Canada, loads of people loved it, right? You just have to find...
They're like cult followings.
Yeah, you just have to find the right people. I mean, there's a lot of people in America and England in Canada, wherever, have the right sense of humor to digest it. Now, would you want to sit down and watch some proper redneck Americans or whatever watching The Mighty Boosh, you know, and like Milky Joe sketches and all that sort of stuff? I don't know.
I can't believe they'd watch it for very long. Oh, what about Vic Reeves and that? Reeves and Mortimer, their stuff, that was well
of
weird.
Course it was, yeah.
Can't imagine them watching that and enjoying it. Fast Show?
A Fast Show, that was good. Yeah.
That was brilliant, but I don't see that going down too well.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Someone like the In-Betweeners.
Yeah, see, I think people would get that. Though.
Do you reckon?
Because it's teenage, isn't it? So it's everyone's been through that, you know, awkward phase. Most people have, anyway. But I think people could kind of identify with that a bit. But the Fast Show is just fucking mental and stuff. And like say, Reeves and Morton was just. don't even do tell jokes, really. It's just funny. Because I don't know why. You can't really explain it to anyone.
No. No. Sorry, I got distracted there. What were we talking about? Shit. Sorry.
I don't know what. I fucking think about Gary again. Sorry, man, guys. Yeah. You know what? It's one of those weird ones, eh? Yeah, anyway. Right, okay, thanks. Thanks for the email, Christian. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, boys, he says. You too, man. Enjoy your time with your new fucking PC. That's the that's the beauty stuff right there.
Fly the hell out of Dungeon Keeper.
It's true. Don't forget, I built a PC for my daughter. She still just plays Roblox on it. I'm like, what? Brutal.
You could just bought an iPad for that, but you know.
You can play new games that look like old games now.
This is true, yeah. let's move on then. Okay, let's crack on. We've got I didn't put anything in here on what I've been doing this week. So Neil, do you want to kick us off there with what you've got?
Yeah, well, it's been a couple of weeks, so it's been a few things happened really. I watched a couple of films. First one I put down is a film called Icarus. Do you know anything about this film? You heard of it?
Never heard of it.
I think I have.
This was really fucking good, I thought. It's like a documentary.
It's about cycling.
It starts off being about cycling. And he's like an amateur cyclist. And he competes in this like mini Tour de France with all these amateur riders. And he's like pretty good. But then he says like the top 10 are just on another level. And they're all amateurs, not pros. They're just amateurs. But the top 10 are like way ahead of everyone else. So he decides, because his hero was like Lance Armstrong and he, you know, fallen hero sort of thing. He decides, I'm going to fucking cheat. So he fucking trying to find out how to do the performance enhancements and then gets into how Armstrong avoided getting found out for so long and all that sort of stuff. So how you can cheat and not get caught was basically how it started off. So you see him taking all of his injections and that. And he was speaking to the guy who's in charge of the US anti-doping place about how people got here, how like you see the Armstrong got away with it. And at some point in the journey, he's like, the guy goes, I can't do any more now because this is going to be could like put my job in a sort of a problem because I'm going to be telling you basically how to cheat the system and I can't do that. So, but there's this other guy I know and puts him in charge of the guy who's in charge of the Russian anti-doping lab. And then it goes on to expose the whole fucking state-sponsored Russian, like, cheating, drug cheating that's been going on for however long. And, yeah, it's a fucking good film about that.
Yeah, I did watch that. You know what? I never finished it for whatever reason, but I did get up to the point where he was now involved with the Russians, and it was just mind-blowing, right? It was just...
Yeah, that's just mental when it goes like fucking hell.
So I thought it was all about taking blood, taking their own blood and reinfusing it after they've done like.
Well, it goes into the detail of how they were doing it, basically. Yeah. Under the like, how like the whatever they called, not KGB anymore, whatever the FSB is or something. How they're all involved with it, and. You know, the Olympics at Sochi and everything was all filthy and all this stuff. Wow. It's just mental. Yes, definitely. I'm not particularly interested in cycling, but it was really good.
Cool.
Completely different. I watched a film called 21 Bridges, which is on Amazon, I think, which has... I'm fucking blanking on the guy's name. He's played Black Panther. Can't think what his name is now. He's like the main character. It's a police drama. That was all right. I can't say too much about it. But that was a pretty good watch for whatever long, hour and 45 minutes. Pretty entertaining. Bit gory at the beginning, got to be honest.
Not for the kids, then.
But yeah. No, definitely not one for the kids to watch. But yeah, definitely. I'd, you know, wouldn't put you off people watching it. Then last Monday, I had the opticians are all back open, and I had a thing come through. They kept emailing me about you can have your eye test now. I was like, fuck, it's best going to have my eyes tested. It's been over 2 years. So I went out of my eyes test. That's a bit of a weird situation. Like sitting there with your mask on and all that and trying to do your eye test with a mask on. He says, how's that look? I was like, well, I don't know. It's fucking all steamed up. I can't see anything. So that was pretty...
So did they tell you you're more blind than you realised you were?
I've definitely got... Well, I definitely needed a new prescription. And he was like, yeah, I was like, he's like, how's this? I was like, oh, yeah, that's better. How's this? Oh, yeah, that's better.
So, what drove you to go get it just because you hadn't had a
Just because it's been like nearly 2.5 years since I've had
one. How
long
have you worn glasses for?
I don't know. Maybe 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, didn't do the pressure test this time. I don't know if you ever had that.
Isn't that a glaucoma test?
Yeah, they do that, yeah, because my granddad had it. Right. But, and then I had to go and fucking have my eyes checked again because I had high pressure.
You need to smoke some of the old fat and weed, mate. It gets rid of glaucoma, don't it?
This is it.
So they say.
Guess you ain't got one.
Actually, I haven't, funny enough.
But yeah, I've got thick corneas.
But I also don't know what day it is, so I don't know what to tell
you. You've got...
Yeah, that's why my pressures came back high. I had thick corneas.
Thick corneas.
Yeah.
So, well, I remember. I'll tell you...
Something on me is larger than the average.
Well, I remember. I'll tell you a quick story. I was outside at my house. This new guy's moved in just down the road. He's this Jamaican guy. And he comes... So I was working on the car. And he comes over and he's chatting away. We were just chatting and he was telling me all... his history and stuff like that. And I was telling me about Jamaica and things like that. As we're chatting away, this guy walked by us smoking a massive reefer, right? It just let out a massive cloud of smoke right near us as we were chatting away. And just a huge waft of skunk came over. And like, of course, I knew what straight away was. And I just looked at my neighbor just like that, just waiting. Because he's Jamaican, man. Come on. Right? Just looking for... He didn't acknowledge it at all. I was gutted. I was like, come on, man. Right, just the old, just come on, give us that knowing, you know. Yeah, I know. We smelt it, didn't we? Yeah, nothing.
It wasn't just vaping then.
No, it definitely was not vaping.
I didn't realize, well, I didn't know until about a year ago. Weed is not actually legal in Jamaica.
Not actually it's not legal. Illegal?
It's not legal. You are allowed to smoke it.
They're doing well with that one, then, aren't they?
Maybe that's one they don't enforce well.
Yeah, well, probably. But it's one of those things that I just randomly found out. Like, oh, okay. Like, you just assume Jamaica weed. Everyone's smoking weed.
I don't think weed is legal in the Netherlands either, is it? It's decriminalized, but I don't think it's legal.
If it's on a private property, it's like. I don't know. It's like
it's
driving.
A technicality. Type
yeah.
Thing, but obviously, the government are getting cash out of it, so they don't care. Mm. Mm.
All right. Sorry, that was a diversion. Neil, I beg your pardon. Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. So, I've fucking had my test done and got my new prescription and went to order my new glasses. I've got that very focused now.
Nice.
Oh, mate. The guy says,
so he's like, done my test. So, I recommend you go for the very focused because you definitely need like different. Things for up close as you do far. I was like, okay, fair enough. Blah, blah. He's like, how does that sound? I was like, expensive. And he just laughed. And he says, oh, my colleague will go through all of that with you. I was like, yeah, I fucking bet they will, don't they? I was like, in my head thinking, 300 quid. Probably it's not too bad. 300 quid. I get two for one frames and all that. So 300 quid, I get two pairs of glasses. So I get down there, do this bit to chat. So we've got four options on your varifocals, and the more you pay, basically, the less, because the way they apparently on the varifocals on the bottom corners, it's a bit out of focus. I was like, what? The glasses aren't they all supposed to be better? But the way they're done or whatever is
Yeah, doesn't this bottom, go against the whole point of me being here?
Yeah. Yeah. This when you look through the bottom part of your glasses, it's
if you don't mind, I'd like some glasses that aren't out of focus.
That actually make my eyes worse. So, okay, right. So there's four price tiers. The first one's £39, which has obviously got a larger area of shit glass. And the top one is £189. So I was like, that's quite a step, isn't it? And then so I was like, can you show me the difference between the top two then? Because I'm not getting the £39 ones because they're going to be shit, aren't they? So there's I was like, that's not much difference to me. It was like 30 quid less. So I'll go for the second one down from the top. See how we go. Because I'm like, first pair, I don't want you want to be having fucking major hassles looking through my glasses. It's weird enough getting used to glasses in the first place. Because they were like, basically, you're going to start find you're going to have to move your head a bit more. I was like, well, I found that when I first started wearing glasses, I had to move my head a lot more than just moving your eyes. So we'll see. I've got to go and pick them up on Monday.
Can you get very...
But normally you get two pairs, don't
you? Can you get varifocal contact lenses?
Apparently, I did ask this. I said, do you do varifocals into contact lenses? And he said, yeah. I was like, how the hell does that work? He was like, it's the same principle. But I was like, but how do you look out of a different part of your eye than you normally would? I don't understand.
Okay.
So, yeah. Apparently that is a thing, but I don't quite know how that works. Because I'm like, I move my eye. How do I look through a different part of my eye?
It's like chasing the down.
Yeah. Don't you worry about it, sir. It's going to be okay.
So
just get your
wallet. I'm not going for contacts.
Have you worn contacts before?
But yeah, £377 for my fucking glasses.
Oh, mate.
I'll get one pair to start with, see how I get on. And they say, if you can't get on with them, you'll get a bit of a refund and we'll get two different sets of glasses with different frames, different lenses. In. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. But if you do get on with them, you can have another pair for free, basically. So I was like, oh, I fucking will see. My dad pays about 400 quid for his glasses. Fucking, just for his lenses.
So could you not just have your existing glasses repurposed with a new glass?
I could put just use the same frames, but the frames are basically free anyway.
Oh, right.
So, well, they're not really. But sorry, the lenses are normally free, but obviously that's just factored into the price of the frames.
What about a monocle? Would you pay
Yes.
The thing is, I need two monocles.
Well, that's okay. Then you have them on a big long brass thing. I say, good sir.
What the fuck was a monocle for, anyway? Just thinking about that for a minute.
Looking down on the lower class.
That's spilled thinking about it. But yeah, so yeah, fucking loads of money on my new glasses.
Yeah, sounds expensive.
So yes, it was nearly £377. Fucking loads of money. Fucking hell, I got two new tyres put on the wife's
car.
£280.
Don't Tesco do?
They don't. They used to have an opticians, but they don't have that anymore. It's now Vision Express.
Oh.
You can't even say I should have gotten Specsavers because I did. So there you go.
Sorry, mate. You're saying two new tyres on the missus' car.
Two new tyres on the missus' car as well. This one. Got them done on the drive there. That's quite good.
Yeah, what?
Fucking.
So you broke up.
Two new tyres for the wife's car.
Yeah, you said something like.
But they were done on the drive. Like the guy came out and did it all. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Done in 20 minutes. I was like, okay, that's better than I go into the bloody garage to get it done. It usually takes ages.
The car wobbling all over the place. They're not balanced.
They haven't fallen off yet. So hopefully it's all right. And then I went to the pub yesterday for the first time for fuck knows how long.
Right. How's that working for you?
It's not the same as going to the pub in the old days.
So did you have a meal and beers?
It was sunny, so we were outside. So we sat in the garden.
Hang on. Did you have to book?
Yep, book a slot. 2 hour slot, 6 till 8.
You, the missus, and the kids, yeah?
So, me and the missus and a couple of friends. We the two friends that we've seen multiple times that we're allowed to see.
Your bubble, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we all went to the pub for a couple of hours, had some beers. It's like loads of whatever tables, all like way more than 2 meters apart. So they're obviously not making that much money, I don't suppose, because they've had to put all these extra measures in place. But I think they've binned off Sky TV because they've only got one channel on in the bar, in Sky Sports News or something.
Oh, right.
It's like about a grand. It's like about a grand a month they have to pay.
Yeah.
Sky, if you have it in a pub.
It's expensive. Yeah, well, no one's in there watching the footy, right? No.
Exactly. So they can't fucking. That's just a massive cost for a pub if they're not getting anywhere near the same customers. So we have download a special app on your phone for the pub and order everything on the app, and they bring it to a collection.
Oh, was this a big chain? Was it a big chain pub? Was it?
No. It's like a just my local. Where we went, Fraser.
Yeah, it's the one we went to.
When you came over.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the one we went to.
Where Dave didn't come.
So, no.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't come. Sorry.
Oh, we know.
I can't remember now. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's an odd experience, but...
It's an experience.
I don't know when we'll do it again. I don't know when we'll do it again, but it was all right. It wasn't horrendous. But it was nice and sat in the garden. It was hot. So, I think I got a bit of sunburn on my arm.
Okay.
And then I ordered Sky TV today, my last thing.
What? I thought you'd gone...
I've ordered Sky TV.
Why have you done that?
Because I was looking at it and looking at it. And my broadband... Because basically, we normally watch all the TV...
I thought,
apart from free-to-air stuff, comes through the internet.
Yes.
And the internet's been shit the last fucking few months.
All right.
So I was like, you know what? It would probably be quite good if we just had TV that wasn't dependent on the internet.
I was going to say, I thought you had Now TV, but I guess that's all.
Yeah, I was using a Now TV.
Internet-based, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's just fucking so many times. It's just been you're in the middle of watching something, and then you get like it just pauses. Then you get a speed circle, and you're like, fuck's sake.
And you come downstairs. You've got other options for your internet.
And you're like, fuck. Yeah, but it's all the same phone line.
I don't know.
So, anyway, so I've ordered it. I'm signed up and 18 month contract.
Is that just TV? Is that
sports cinema? Yeah, I can't move. I phoned, I was on bloody web chat with BT. I was like, am I in a contract at the moment? Or can I like. And they were like, yeah, basically, I'm in a broadband contract until February with BT. I was like, because Sky broadband is cheaper for an equivalent service. So I might move everything to Sky in February.
Fair enough.
Because I'll save a bit more money that way.
Yeah, yeah. They like to bundle you in, don't they? And get...
Yeah, bundled. Well, the thing is, they were doing a pretty good offer. It was still a lot of money. But you can pay for Netflix through Sky now.
Okay.
So I don't have to pay. I won't have to pay Netflix £12 a month. No, that'll be part of my Sky bundle, and its equivalent is like £4 for your Sky. So I was like, okay. So yeah.
So you're getting F1. You're getting the F1 on it.
I've got the full lot. Everything. Kids. I haven't got kids.
Oh no, fuck that off.
I've got the two boxes, a UHD box for upstairs. So I get Formula One in Ultra HD.
Nice.
And I've had this one, another thing. I've got this Ultra HD TV, and other than Netflix and Amazon Prime, I've got like one channel I can watch, and it's usually football. And I'm like, I never really watch it because it depends on the internet at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, cool. I'll actually have some decent Ultra HD content to watch.
So you're getting a man in the van around stickers?
Well, fucking 20th of August, they got to do my install, but I can get Sky Go already.
Yes.
Do you have to get a dish, or is that...
I have a dish, but the guy who put it up was a right cowboy. I put it on my aerial pole. So whenever it was windy, the satellite was fucking useless.
Oh, jeez.
So this is probably why I got rid of Sky last time, because the fucking cowboy put it up. So when they come this time, I think they're probably going to come and go, can't put it on because you've got a three-story house. and I'm going to tell them, obviously, I was like, the dish doesn't fucking work that's there because it's moved. Because literally, I've got a satellite free set on my TV and it doesn't tune into anything.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to have a bloke on a ladder, like, moving the dish about, shouting, is it working yet?
I want another dish put on the back of my house on a proper fucking satellite dish bracket that doesn't move. Not a shitty one on the aerial pole, which is like done by a cowboy. So, you too. Yeah, it's been like quite busy the last couple of weeks.
Sounds like it.
Probably I do nothing next week now.
No.
Well, I've got to take my car in for MOT on Tuesday. Could be something to talk about there.
Dave, you're up.
Right. I watched a quite interesting anime called Parasite the Maxim. I've heard a few things about it, and I noticed it was on Netflix the other day. It's, if you like anime and like weird, it's really good. I don't know if anybody's watched Bleach, but it's the same kind of style of that. It's very gory, but the characters are sort of well fleshed out, and the story makes sense. Yeah, it's if you want to watch something for 20 minutes, and the missus isn't around.
It's a series, then, is it?
It's a series. It's really good. It's really interesting. I've watched about 4 or 5 episodes of it now. Basically, from what I know of it so far, is a parasite comes down and infects people. And it affects them in different ways, and it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship with some people and not others. And yeah, it's just really interesting.
That looks to me like if anybody was going to make something about parasites infecting people or whatever, the Japanese are going to do a good job. The cartoon, aren't they? Right?
Yeah. So it's good. It's got a good story. It's a bit comedy. It's about some sort of, you know, young teenagers, and it's probably a big sort of symbolism for something else, maybe puberty or something like that. But it's interesting. I like it. The missus hates it. She literally looked at the screen for about 10 seconds and went, "What the fuck are you watching? Turn it off." Yeah. okay, I'll watch it on my computer. One thing me and the missus did like watching was the Umbrella Academy season 2. We watched the first season. It was quite interesting. Season 2 is probably better.
Arnie, friend of the show, Arnie, says he just watched it and he was recommending it to me yesterday.
It's really good. It's based on... the synopsis is... some rich dude realizes that something special has happened to some children born on a certain day, and he adopts 7 of them, 6 or 7 of them, and he sort of creates these superheroes to be, you know, do the right thing and, you know, stop evil and anything like that, and they've all got very different abilities, and it's about their story. You know, they've grown up, they're sort of late teens, early, they're young adults by the time sort of we get to know them. Shit's gone on, and they've basically gone their separate ways. And it's sort of them coming back together and their story and how they're sort of the sort of, you'll catch it as a viewer, you're catching up with a relationship. And so, you know, there's some callbacks about some of the things they've done previously and some of the things that's gone on, but it's a really good, an outside looking in into a dysfunctional superhero, you know, what would it actually be like to have all these abilities, and how would it affect these people and their relationships that they have? Really interesting. Yeah, it's good.
In a similar vein, I do believe. Did you ever watch The Boys?
Yes.
I was just thinking about that.
Yes.
I think season 2 of that is coming out, which is sort of, again, dysfunctional superheroes, right?
Season 2 is here for us.
Is it?
It's Amazon for us, so isn't it? It's on Amazon
Prime. Yeah, it's Amazon here. Yeah, it's Amazon all over. I just I don't have Amazon, so I gotta wait till I can catch it. Somehow.
But I saw a thing about them trying to film season 3, but they can't because obviously.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, situation. No, I can't remember. I know I've watched first season. I'm not sure I've watched the second season.
But, well, maybe it was season 2 then. I don't know.
It's that's similar. That's sort of a more of a corporate look of it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's got its own twist on it. But,
yeah. But yeah, it's really interesting. You know, again, all this time, not going out, watch it. It's really good. And my daughter did watch it. Some of the things were not too appropriate. There was some gory bits. But most of it is fine. And she's 10. So she's watching 12 stuff now and she's fine with that. So
I've just upped my daughter's limit to the 15 now.
Oh,
she is 14, so
she's getting all the proper race.
She's basically 25 because she's 14.
Yeah. You'll be meeting her at the pub next and be like, oi, what are you doing there?
Well, hopefully, by the time she's actually illegal to the pub, we might actually just be able to go to the pub.
Yeah, you might hear.
I did watch one thing that I only mention it because it's so bad. It was a film called National Security. And who's the main character? So I'm just having a quick look. Martin Lawrence.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So, you know, he's been in quite a lot of, you know, films like Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2, and you know, he's done
Big Mama's House or something, wasn't it?
Big, so, yeah. Oh God, he's
that sounds like a bad film.
He's done a lot of bad comedy stuff, but this film, National Security, like he must look back at it and just shake his head. It's so bad, and so racist. And especially with some of the things like the Black Lives Matter stuff, like he must just look at it and he just probably wants to bury it because
took the paycheck, didn't he?
Yeah, it's like me and the wife were just sitting there going, oh my God, this is so bad. But the problem was, is my daughter was sitting there laughing at it. I was like, oh, man, like, please don't look at this as, you know, it's not very good. So
Stephen Tobolowsky's in it, though.
Who?
Stephen Tobolowsky. Don't you know who Stephen Tobolowsky is?
No.
Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day. Ned Ryerson? He's the guy who keeps meeting him on the street corner. No?
Hold on.
You'll know it when you see it. Ned Ryerson?
Do you know what? For a film that's about, you know, the same thing going on and on over and every day, I think I've only watched it once. So it's not that fucking ingrained in my memory.
It's a classic now, isn't it? Go on then. Dave, tell us about the big one.
The big news is I bought my bike.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I bought...
You naughty boy.
Yeah, a BMW S1000 XR. So, I like motorbikes.
Clearly.
I've had motorbikes, well...
I've had about 6 in the last year.
What did I have? So, I had my Honda... Oh God, I can't remember. 500 something. CB 500. That's it. I had that for years and years and years. So from when I passed my test in 2010, and I had that for like 7 years, and then I got a big bike of another Honda CB 650 something. ABS, and then I wrote that off in about a month.
Nice.
Because I was silly. And then I got a BMW F800R, which was a 800cc racing bike. Chop that in because
it sounds beating.
Yeah, that was in 2017. So, and then I had that for about a year, and then I test rode and fell in love and bought immediately the F850GS, which is a big sit up. It's not the big 1250, it's sort of the middleweight, but it's a very tall, very, very sort of present bike. And that was 2018. And then it's really nice bike, and me and the missus has been on rides with it, and we've gone touring, and been around the Yorkshire Dales and been down south as well. But I've been itching for a new bike. Like the 850 GS, it was a 800cc, and it didn't hit the same spot that it did when I first bought it. And I've done a lot more training. I try and practice like out and about, emergency braking and swerving, and so I feel I'm more prepared.
You feel like you're a better driver, right?
Yeah. So I'm not just a young upstart. Oh, jump out! Like trying to do 100 around everything, and when I'm uncomfortable or not happy, like wherever I am on the roads or the situation, I back off. I don't. There's two things. There's two types of riders. Is you people that try and power through and just like go around obstacles or cars that are making them feel uncomfortable, or you just slow down and you just, just try and center yourself. Yeah. Go, okay, right. I'll take it. Or pull over. And I've done that. I did that the other day on my new bike. Like, somebody jumped a red light in front of me as I was going around a roundabout and nearly took me out. I was like, I could get mad, or I'll just pull over, stay calm, and then I'll go for my run. And I think I'm more mature now. And definitely as a younger rider, I would have got mad. I would have kicked wing mirror off, or stopped the car and had a word. But nowadays, I'm just out for a good time on my bike, and it was a coin flip between a 1250 RS, which is basically a, I don't know how to describe it. It's a naked sports. Well, it's a naked GS. So, like, imagine a GS, a big, tall bike, massive engine. It's got a boxer engine, which is like sticks out like double the width of the bike. But a lot lower, and a sort of no fairing, no panniers, very quick, very, very rapid. But it
naked kind sports of, tourer.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a diesel engine. It's 134, and I had a test ride on one. I think I showed the picture to you guys. It was a gold one. And I actually put the money down on that.
That's the one with the massive exhaust pipe.
Yes, that was
you
the one.
You didn't
the
get
one.
The gold one, though, did you?
I didn't get the gold one, though. I didn't get the RS.
No, okay, that's right. Yeah, sorry. You didn't.
So I previously had a go on an XR, a grey XR, a brand new one. And it's basically a sports bike. It's 165 brake horsepower.
Jesus.
And I was running around and I was enjoying myself. And I was on it for 2 hours, and I got off at the end of it and went, that's the best bike I've ever been on. I'm going to kill myself on it. Because, I'm not going to say what speeds I was going at certain points, but it was not safe. It was not legal and not safe. And I was just like, that was the best but most stupid ride I've ever had.
Take it!
And I was like, okay, right. I had a go on this GS, and it was a lot more tame, and because it felt like a bit more of a chuggy diesel, I wasn't being so silly. And then I thought, and I had a go on it, and went, best thing ever. Like, I'll chop in my bike that I've got in the moment. I'll put down a deposit. You know, I'll take it.
You knew you'd be right, but you'd be thinking then, the other one.
It was the day before I was due to say it, and I said, can I just have another go on the XR? I said, oh, you know, your bike will be ready soon, your RS. And I was like, oh, okay, right. But let's just have a go on this one, because I just want to make sure. And I went out, and I had the most lovely, sedate hour ride around. And I was like, I'm not being silly. I can actually not ride it like a fucking nutter. And it's a beautiful bike. It's got, you know, it's smooth as anything. You don't have, like, and I was like, oh, there's more money. And I popped it back and went, oh, hang on, I've got to sleep on it. And then I think I messaged you guys, and I was like, And it was the day that I was supposed to pick up the new bike. And I rang them and said, put that money on a new XR. And they had one in, second hand, with a couple of 100 miles on it. I was like, yeah, I love that one. And I did.
Nice.
So it's a nice new, well, second hand.
Couple of 100 miles is basically new.
A couple of months. Yeah, it hasn't even been running, to be honest, proper. So, and it's just, yeah, it's just nice and red. It looks the business.
Do you love it?
I love it. The problem is because I love it so much, I'm so scared. Like, but that's good. You know,
That makes it interesting, though, right? You've got something to just sit in there, contemplate, work with, like, figure out, you know.
Yeah. it's got a tracker on it, like a sort of a GPS tracker. And I found myself, waking up night before, looking at my phone, making sure it hadn't moved.
Oh, yeah.
It's only outside. It's in the garage. But it's like, I could just look out the window and look at the garage and, oh, no, it's not open, bro.
Yeah. First two or three nights, you're like, is it still on the driveway?
Yeah. but the missus keeps going, are you all right? It's like, because I keep on sighing. It's like, yeah. But in my head, I'm mentally thinking about coming out of the corner, like putting the beans on, and like, because when these things go, they proper go.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So, but no, nice and gentle. And I went not today, yesterday. I went on about 100 mile ride, just around. Up to Leicester, sort of, and around.
Don't go into Leicester.
Don't go into. Leicester now, I know. Anyway. But I just went on a nice sort of long sort of ride around the villages and stuff, and yeah, like you can practically hit. It's not silent. It's don't really hear the engine now when you're just going around. I just potter around the villages in fourth or fifth.
Like 100.
No. Yeah, the speed limit. I always, whenever I go through the villages, I always do the speed limit. And I really piss the cars off because I wait until the sign for the next speed limit.
Boom! Go ahead.
Down into second. You ain't seeing me again.
Brilliant.
It's
Tron.
up to about 60. No, you know, up to about the national speed limit, and then obviously. But then I'm about a mile ahead of these cars because like, oh yeah, we're gonna get here, and then like you hear them and like, no, this bike does 0 to 65 kilometers, I think it is, or 0 to 60.
No,
in about.
62 miles per hour usually.
Yeah, that's it.
Because that's 100 kilometers.
So 2.8.
Damn.
It's
there's the best thing about bikes is you want supercar speed, just get a bike.
Yeah.
I got put up ever buying a bike ever again when I did my life insurance the other day, and they said, "Have you ever done any of these things? Do you ride a motorbike?" No, I was like, "Oh, okay, that's clearly not a good thing to say yes to when you're doing your life insurance quote, is it?"
Yeah, true.
What's it called? Micromorts. There's a value of death for each activity that you do, which is a micromort. So for example, a micromort is like a millionth of a value of death. So if you do, let's have a look. Traveling 6 miles by motorbike accident is 15 micromorts. Doing ecstasy is, well, it says between 0.5 and 13 micromorts per tablet.
Did you get to tally these up for your entire life? Or is this...
So it's per activity. I'm not sure. I think my dad was talking about it randomly. But basically, each activity that you do is a micromort of death.
Yeah,
okay. And basically, motorcycling is the top activity.
Sorry, that's quite. Well, they rattled off a massive list of activities like rock climbing, skydiving, blah blah blah.
Riding a motorcycle.
On its own question was: do you ride a motorbike? As a separate question,
I'm looking up a micromort chart here, and it says riding a motorcycle 60 miles is 10 micromorts.
Yeah,
And that as a daily. I mean, everything up there. Actually, going for a swim is higher, more risk of drowning. Yeah.
Assuming they don't know how to swim. That
playing American football is even worse. Slightly under using heroin, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. Biggest one they have, and the biggest one they have on this list is going up Mount Everest. So a bike, riding your bike 60 miles is 10 micromorts. Ascent of Mount Everest is 37,000.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty dangerous.
It is pretty. You know, funnily enough, climbing Everest is quite dangerous.
Yeah. Quite a lot of people have died during that.
Quite a few people have died. Fucking
compared to the amount of people who've actually attempted it. Yeah.
Well. Okay.
I was going to say, last thing is, I ride it for fun. You know, I don't ride it for being practical or energy saving. You know, it's a passion of mine. It's a hobby. A lot of people get upset with people riding motorbikes because, you know, it's not practical or, you know, safe or anything like that. But it's my hobby, so leave me alone.
When I had my bike, I loved going out just for a ride, whatever. Right? No, I didn't need a reason.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, good. Well, one day, hopefully, you'll get to see it.
Definitely.
If you turn up next time. Okay.
Assuming you're ever allowed to leave the country, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be there. I'm the weak link in this now, aren't I?
Well, who knows? You're not on the quarantine list yet, are you, Canada, I don't think?
Probably not, no. We're doing... Things aren't too bad here right now, so...
Good.
Right, let's move on to some video games. I can go through my list, which is going to pull in you guys off your lists on a couple of them here. So let's start with Carry On. Carry On Video Gaming.
Carry On, Carry On. Sounds like a film.
So the best way to describe this is it's a Metroidvania, but instead of being like a robot or a female astronaut or whatever you might be in these, you are a alien species with tentacles, and you're just sort of slopping around all the corridors and stuff, trying not to get set on fire by everyone, because obviously you're the bad guy. And growing by eating people. And then it's Metroidvania, right? Because you're just finding new areas to go through and all this sort of stuff. It's all right.
Is that on Xbox or Steam? Or?
Oh, I thought
it's on
you...
Game Pass,
oh, yeah. It's Neil, on Xbox Neil played it, right?
PC, yeah.
What did you think, Neil?
You know, I've played quite a few of these Metroidvanias. I get into them a bit, but I've not played. I played it in one session. I only played it for like one session, and I was like, "It's all right," but I haven't played it again. So I heard Stu talking about it on Veteran Games, saying how it now is the movement of this weird. Like, I kind of agree. It feels cool. You move around real fast, but. So I don't know. It's like a weird motion you've got, sort of bit like you don't instantly move like the direction you because you've got momentum and things like that. But you can zip up like lift shafts and stuff like that. But you've definitely got like a I don't know.
It's like Metroid, but you're an octopus, right?
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah,
it's definitely not like anything else I've played. That's what.
I think it's a 50-50.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 here. I'm very impressed with what I see and how they've done it and the atmosphere and everything like that. I'm a little bit on the fence of the controls because I find it very difficult to grab people or whatever. But I mean, maybe that's the thing. You just need to play it more and get better at it. Like that is part of the game, of course. So yeah. I think I'll go back to it. I haven't played it for a few days, but I did play it last week. I'd say definitely worth a look.
Definitely, if you've got the Game Pass, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Neon Abyss. I think I was telling you guys last week that I was grinding away at it, and I needed the game to suddenly reward me. I was a little bit felt like I'd put in enough time that I needed something, needed to deliver something. It turned out that I had to end up delivering it myself by dropping the difficulty to easy. And then suddenly I collected enough of the gems to give me the popcorn, I think it was. Something like that. I don't know how far you played this, right, Dave? Did you get
I played it. I don't think I got that far.
Yeah, I put quite a few hours.
I played it a few weeks ago.
And then it gave me some sort of weapon upgrade, which just made me go nuts in there, right? And I was just destroying everything. But I haven't been back since. So I've not had a very good week for gaming. So I think I need to go back to it and pick it up again. What did you think of it, Dave?
It's all right. What's it called? Roguelike?
Roguelike.
Yeah.
Changing levels and 2D shoot 'em up style. It's right. Some of the bosses were a bit bullet hell ish.
Yeah.
I
didn't find them. They weren't massively overwhelming, though. I don't think it's not a full on bullet hell.
They're not.
That is impossible.
Some of the guns were completely overpowered. And if you got the right gun, if you got the right drops, it just made the whole
That's
thing easy.
Always that's the thing with these type of games, isn't it?
That's the whole key to it. It's not really the levels. It is the levels, like what you can pick up on the level. But it's totally dependent on the gear you pick up, whether you're going to have an easy go of it. You do get much better at fighting in the dungeons. Like, because you're coming across the same enemies over and over and over. It's, I found it a little bit difficult still with the final bosses if I wasn't tooled up correctly. And then sometimes I would get to the final bosses. I had such a great gun that I just destroyed them super easy. But then you could still get complacent and not realize you're not picking up hearts at the rate you're losing them, and then you're done just by some random shot. So I don't know. I like it.
Game Pass, it's free.
Play it. Next, I have Yakuza Kiwami.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. I loaded it up, and I really, really liked it from the start of playing that. I love the sort of the vibe you get when you fire up a Japanese Sega game, like the menu sounds and the way it, and the way it presents itself, and things pop in and flash, and you get this sort of whatever. I just love the way they present games in a typical Japanese style like that, which is really cool. I played it for what I felt like maybe a couple of hours or an hour or two. And I really liked the way it was introducing me to the characters and the scenarios, and I found it very funny. Problem is, I went back to play it yesterday or the day before, and it hadn't saved any of my progress. So I don't know what know what I missed in terms of. I just think I lazily assumed that I would just turn it off, and I'd have an auto save in there somewhere.
Well, mine was auto saving. Every time I do like a thing, I'll get an auto save. Are you playing it on PC? What are you getting? Okay, Xbox.
Xbox.
I know there is a thing. Like, you're supposed to go to a phone box or whatever to save. But every time I went to do that, there was already an autosave that I'd literally just saved. And I was like, I don't know if it, maybe it does. I'm playing on PC, so I don't know if it just doesn't autosave.
I don't know whether I just didn't get far enough to start.
If you do anything, like any part of like a story mission or whatever, anything, usually there's an autosave for me.
Yeah, it gave me no option to load up a previous game when I fired it up. I was gutted.
Oh, that's bummer.
Yeah, it's not good. So I might go back to it, or I might download the second one, which is on Game Pass now.
It is. I haven't got that far yet.
Just because...
I've downloaded it. I haven't played
it yet. Just because, just to go back and redo the hour or two, just really great grinds my gears, right?
That's a game killer for me.
Yeah, big time. You know what I'm talking about. So we'll see. But that's me. I'll let you guys carry on from here.
Carry on. I don't need to talk about that.
Done that.
But I did. I've obviously, the last thing I was playing was only Yakuza, basically. So I finished Yakuza Kiwami just over a week ago, I suppose. Actually, it was a bit more than over a week ago. It wasn't long after we last recorded, I finished it. Technically finished it, but then just carried on playing anyway, because I can just, and you've got all the fighting abilities, it's just fun to go around, beat people up and stuff like that. And there was a few of the sub stories that I hadn't finished, and I was like, I'm on like 600 odd gamer score here on this game, maybe I could get to the 1,000. I looked at the achievements, was like, let's see how we get on. I've done something like 70 hours in that game. And I didn't pay for it, really, because it came through Game Pass.
Yeah, that's good, man.
So I just really enjoyed all the time. I've got a few times I got annoyed, but not many. And there's one fight that you can't do until you've done all the other sub-stories. So there's 75 sub-stories, is it? Something like that. It's definitely over 70. And then once you've done the 74th one, say, if it is 75, you unlock this one last battle to have in the streets with this guy. And he's like fucking rock hard. And he's got like about 20 health bars and stuff like that. So, but yeah, one of the moves you unlock with the dragon mode, it's called Tiger Drop. It's one of the latest, last things you can unlock. It's like a counter punch. And when you nail the timing, like, so it only works if you nail the timing, basically. It's like, someone has to literally punch you or attack you, and you press it at the right time. You do this massive punch, and it really takes off shitloads of damage. And it will like one punch, like a shitty street fight that you can get into easily. But it becomes quite crucial to like use this punch when you're on the later battles, like right at the end game. But it's quite easy to fuck it up and miss it. And if you missed it, then you just get the shit kicked out of you with this other guy. But it's really satisfying, like the animation and the impact and the sound and everything when you nail this tiger drop punch. So I used that a lot towards the end. It's just never got old. I was just like, this guy's flying across the screen. Like, yeah, that was good. So I really enjoyed my time with that game. Can't really fault it in any way.
Is that you done Story with it now? Good.
I've not gone back to it. There's a few like easy achievements I could get. I did all of the fucking pocket racing thing, like the little slot car racing, all of the challenges in that. There was I did use a guide to get the right builds for the cars because there's so many things you unlock towards the end. I was like, I ain't fucking working out which one of these 50 million combinations is the right one for this track. So I relied on a few guys for some bits and pieces. I've got to walk around with the little girl for a kilometre or whatever. Apparently it's one of the next last achievements to get. But there's about six, and they're like, on the Xbox, it tells you how many people have got. They're all like a 0.00% of gamers get this type of achievement. I'm like, they're not going to be easy now, I don't think so. I might be done and I might be ready to move on to Kiwami 2, but I kind of Yakuza'd out a bit for a while. I thought I'm not going to go straight into another one because I feel like I should play different games for a little while.
Yeah, that happens, right? Make sure you don't overdo it. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I didn't want to get fed up with the new one because I thought I enjoyed that one so much. I assume I'll like another one.
So is this Yakuza Kiwami 2? Is it new one? Is it new releases there?
Kiwami 2, well, it's not new technically. They're remasters of Yakuza 1 and 2 that came out in fucking PS3 or whatever I think it was. I think it was 2004 or something, 2007. Maybe that's 1 and 2, I can't remember something. They're quite old, but they've done a top-notch job on remastering them and like up to, not quite state-of-the-art or whatever, but, you know, a shitload better than they did.
Yeah.
They look like a modern game now. It's just fucking fun.
Because, I know Yakuza, I get completely lost with the numbering because there's Yakuza 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then 0, then this Yakuza Kiwami's.
Yeah, I didn't Kiwami realize. Is with Yakuza 1, so, and you can, yeah. So, well, they've just been masters of 1 and 2. I'm not sure if 3's been remastered. Can't remember. But there's no sign of that coming anyway yet. But Yakuza 0 is a good one, because although that's like a set in the 80s, like way before all the other stuff, it was obviously made one of the most recent ones.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy that, but like I've said before, I fucked it up and got caught in a fucking loop of not being able to do it. So I might end up going back to that again. it's just really good. Fucking so good. So I did move on and played a couple of other games. I played another game that I hadn't played for fucking ages. Reinstalled it. Was Gears 5.
What made you do that?
I'm in the mood to tick off some games and put them to bed. Like, I got so far in it. It was all right. And I just feel like I kind of want to get to the end of it and finish it off. So I went back and did that. And it was all right. And it just ended. I was like, oh, is that the end? That's a bit weird. Okay.
Should have played that.
That was pretty underwhelming.
You know, that would be... I played Gears 5, but I only played... I'm trying to think if I... I think I may have played it a bit with my son. But he doesn't really like Gears.
I'll tell you, what I played? I was talking about Red Dead and the shooting being shit, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Gears 5, the shooting is definitely not shit in that game. The shooting is really fucking good.
Yeah.
And that part of the game is, the action scenes are good.
Gears is quality.
Yeah. But the story is a bit wank. So,
yeah.
So I finished that. It didn't take that long to finish. I thought I'd have more game to finish that. But I enjoyed what, like I say, the action I enjoyed, the story was meh. But so I ain't played any multiplayer or anything like that. But I'll be could be persuaded to do some co-op, potentially. Well, there's loads of new stuff on there. Like they've had Horde mode. And there's some other new modes, not just like PvP, normal, like you get Gears, old school. Can't remember what the new ones are. I ain't played any of that though. But that might be where it really shines, I suppose. I don't know.
I think there's a lot of people like look forward to Gears and Gears multiplayer and stuff like that. The golden age of Gears multiplayer is gone, I think. But some people still like it, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it will be crap. It will just, you know.
Not as popular as it was.
It'll be full of people who are really good at it now. Yeah, it's just be really shit for a new player. And then I played... I don't know if I talked about this before or not. State of Decay 2, did I say about that?
Yeah, you started it.
And that's become my just... Because I put it on easy mode. I just like, it's just my chill-out game, which sounds a bit odd for a zombie apocalypse. But it's made it quite just like potter around, searching through some cupboards, pick up some shit, take it back to my base, make my base better, kill a few zombies in my fucking really cool car that I've upgraded and it's now like a tank without guns. But it just runs everything. I just run everything over in my car. Just then wipe. It's like, go and clear out this infestation. I'm like, okay. Take out my car. I was doing it without my upgraded car to start with, but I upgraded it and it's all like fucking A-teamed, like with extra bumpers on, slot windows and shit. And it looks like a proper A-team job on it. And I just run everything over until they're all dead. And then I go in and search everything, pick up some cool shit, take it back to my base. So like I say, it's not the best game ever or anything, but I just kind of like, it's quite relaxing in a weird way to just fuck around.
Yeah, I think you've got further than I did because I didn't even get to that far and I was just like, no.
Yeah, well, I moved my base, expanded my community, and then I'm meeting new people and I'm like, I've got to the point where like, I've got no more beds and people want to come to my community, but I can't fit them in my bed. And I'm now looking at guides going, how do I do this? Like, I can't move to the next base up because it says I need 8 people in my community, but I've got no room for more people in my community. So how does that work? Because if I get too many people in, they're all going to start getting pissed off. So I might have to dismantle one of the things in my base
and create more
and put some extra beds in, because I literally just built a garden so that we could create food in our camp, and I might have to dismantle the garden to put some beds in to get more people in
so you can get a bigger base
so I can get more people and then I can move on to the next size base with more people and stuff like that. But yeah, I kind of like the progression the way I've done it. The bigger base you've got, you can get more outposts. So you can like, took over a power plant, so my base has constantly got power. Took over a water plant, so I've got running water everywhere, blah, blah, blah. And it's good. I like it.
Good.
It's all right to just, like I say, just chill out. Not really too taxing. But it's, you know, not normal sort of chill out scenario. A zombie apocalypse.
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
Exactly. And last game I played, not much of. It seems like it could be a bit of flavour of the month, I suppose. Grounded.
Yeah, I played this. I forgot to put it down. I played this.
Hmm. So I've not played a lot. It's very nice looking and it plays all right. That's what I've found. But I feel like the best thing you could probably do with this game is play with other people, because it feels like it could be a bit boring on your own.
Maybe. I played quite a bit. I got up to the point where there was no more to play.
Did you? I haven't done that.
So, like, there's all these missions for you to do in the garden. It's a really good looking game. It seems to handle pretty well. I was quite impressed. It looks pretty simple, but actually the style is very clever for what it's doing. Like
it's very much Honey, I Shrunk the Kids style, isn't it?
Exactly, but they do a very good way of building that world. And so I played up to a number of missions until I got into the spaceship spoiler.
What? Definitely didn't get
there's
that
no spaceship. Sorry. Well, I don't even know what if it is a spaceship, but it whatever. It's not far from what from the beginning. It wasn't like hours and hours and hours. It was only like an hour I played.
I was maybe chopping a little bit more. Plants down that were messing up the solar like beams or whatever on some
piece. Yeah, and so once you do that, then there's another bit you have to repair, and then there's another bit you do, and then anyway. But then it got to the point it's like, well, that's all there is. You can now just go off and explore. And I was like, oh, okay, so the rest of it's still to come.
It was very popular
on
Twitch.
I just thought it was weird. I think it's very popular on Twitch because it's Obsidian doing it. But I felt a bit like I didn't expect it to end. Like, this is unfinished, completely unfinished.
It's early access, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it took me by. I really wasn't paying attention. And so I was a bit like, what? Really? I've put my time into this and it's not finished. There's no, you know, I wouldn't mind playing some more. There were some horrendous problems with the sound on mine. Some of the menus didn't work properly. I'm like, oof. I mean, I don't know. I just don't expect early access like that on, like, is that what we're getting in Game Pass? Unfinished games? That's not, I don't think that's.
Not many. This was game preview, so.
I don't see what the point is, right? I think it's a bad habit. Here you go. Here's half the shit we're working on. I don't know. I'm really ready to have a rant now. Is this where we have the rant?
This could be.
Yeah. Well, I'd like a sandwich, please. Here you go. Here's the bread. Here, you can have the bread. Well, where's the inside of my sandwich? Well, we don't get that yet. Later. Well, that you think you can have that later, but we're not ready to give you that yet. Well, that's... I mean, maybe it's my fault for not seeing that it was... And I'm finished.
I think so.
Whatever. I haven't got it in me to rant. I can't be bothered. I'm emotional. No,
if I call these things demo, you get the idea that it's.
Yeah, but a demo was like at least it was like the first level, right?
Yeah.
Here's the demo. It's the first level. It's complete. Like, this is the game you're getting. Whereas this was just like an unfinished. Like, you could see it's a good game in there, but it's an unfinished mess.
Yeah, I never really played it enough to find all that out. So I know loads of people have been making mad big bases and stuff and doing the whole crafting thing and making big bases and all sorts of stuff. But
yeah, maybe I'm just not.
It becomes a sort of mine, almost like a Minecraft in any way. It's like,
well, there is that. Yeah, it's all crafting and stuff like that, which yeah. I can't really be bothered with that. So that's why I need missions, right? I need it to go tell me to do something, I guess, rather than whatever. I know. Yeah, there are a lot of people talking very positively about it. I mean, I'm not saying it's crap. I'm just saying I was just a little bit taken aback by it being unfinished.
Yeah. Well, I'll say I didn't play enough of it to really get upset with it. So we'll see. I could find myself playing it with other people, but unless there is that, like I say, I knew that it was only early access, so I didn't really want to play it loads. But if it was just messing around with a few mates and whatnot, I don't know, it might be all right. Probably easier to build a base when you've got other people helping anyway. There's a lot of picking up shit. So yeah, that's basically all I've played.
All right. Davey boy.
What of them? Okay. I downloaded and played Golf with Friends the other day. From the Xbone Game Pass.
Yep.
And I played with my mate.
You have friends?
I have friends.
Nice.
Just one friend. And he was playing. Well, we organized a game night. And we played some golf with friends. And we both like golf. Well, city golf.
Crazy.
And we played. Crazy golf.
Why is it?
And yeah, it's fine. I think we got more out of just sort of being together with an activity than the
it's
actual
a bit like real golf, really.
Yeah,
the real golf is usually secondary to the chit chat and the beers.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, it was fun. Some of the courses were complicated, and it was really fun when you could do it and somebody else couldn't. I mean, when you couldn't do it and they did it straight away, and you're like, oh fuck's sake! And then you were like 10 shots over. it wasn't so fun, but
it's not bad. I mean, I've kept it on. I've kept it on. I played a few rounds with my missus. The only thing, it's pretty janky looking.
Yeah.
Which, and I only say that like it does what it does what it needs to do. But when I went to look, but I said to Grace last night, I said, "Do you want to play a round of golf with friends?" She was like, "Yeah, okay." And then I went to load it up. Said, "This needs like a 4 gig update." I'm like, "What? How can this how can this janky pile of crap need a 4 gig update?" And, oh, well, now we're off again.
Well, speaking of updates, I did an update.
That was the next game on the list. Modern Warfare 2. Oh my god, jeez, that was like a 3-day endeavor to update.
Are you eating a boiled sweet?
I was eating a cherry. Actually, I didn't realize it came through.
Oh yeah.
It's not my fault. The wife put a bowl of cherries in front of me, saying, "Eat healthy."
Podcasting sin. Just to-
sorry. So, Modern Warfare 2 update. Oh, yeah, it took me 3 days in total to actually update.
So you haven't actually played it yet, I take it.
I have played it, actually. Yeah, it finally downloaded, and I've been playing some Mini Warzone.
Mini Royale.
Oh, okay. What is that? Somebody said it was quite fun.
It's like... how to describe it. So, you know when we play PUBG and Arnie sets up a circle when there's only about 10 of us in?
Yeah.
That circle has 70 people in and it's mayhem.
All right, okay. But,
so, you'll drop. It's a very small circle. I think it, instead of 200 people, it's 70 people or 80 people. But you drop, you loot, you shoot and die, or you progress. But it's not the half an hour to like 60 minute epic sort of run across the field that the big games are.
Yeah.
So is it all in the same place, or is it all over that?
It's the same map, but it's...
Anywhere on that map.
It's anywhere on that map, yeah. It's a randomly sort of circled bit. So I find it really fun, actually. I think part of the reason why I don't like the main one and sort of PUBG in sort of the same respect is that each game, if you're knocked like start with, you can be sitting there for an hour just watching people play. The people, same with, and it's good, and you can help, and but sometimes it's just so stressful, and like it definitely kicks my anxiety off with trying not to get killed in the first 10 minutes. And when you do, it's just such a sort of, it's just a letdown, or you feel like you're letting everybody else down as well. But on this one, you literally, these games, the whole match lasts 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're not so invested in it. So you're like, oh, you die, whatever.
That's like a length of a normal multiplayer match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, actually, they probably don't even go on for 15 minutes. It just feels like sometimes it's been dying constantly for fucking ages.
Yeah. Some of them do. The Ground Wars definitely do. That's another one where there is that they are individual bits on the Verdansk map, but so I enjoy it. So I've been playing it quite a bit. Haven't won one yet with a team of randos because you go in with a squad of three, or as a squad solos. Of three. No solos. Well, you can go in solo. You can just say don't fill, and then
you're up against teams and that.
Yeah. The bloody update. So sometimes it will just randomly not update, and then sometimes it will start going blisteringly fast and then stop, and then there'll be an error message come up and you've got to press okay and then press update, and then it goes quick again. Oh, so that's
I don't know what it is. So shit on Battle.net. It's fucking terrible. Like, if it stops for whatever reason, it doesn't just auto restart. No. It's like great. So it's been here. I leave it on overnight, come back, and find out it did about fucking 500 megabytes, yeah. And then stopped updating. Yep. And you're like, fuck's sake.
That's like when you're installing something massive and you go, right, start installing, and you walk away, and then you don't realize that like a little window has popped up just as you were walking out of the room going, are you sure?
Yeah. 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 It's Battle.net is so bad for that. It's like, such a basic thing.
It's on one of my Xboxes, and that updates no problem on Xbox.
No.
But on fucking Battle.net, it's so
almost
shit.
Like I'm Microsoft like, know what they're doing with software.
Maybe.
Yeah. So,
but fucking hell, that's terrible.
How big? Because like, we were talking about this during the week, weren't we? So, how big is the update? Do we reckon how much space?
The update
much space is Modern Warfare taking up?
It's actually gone down. With this up, although the update was bigger than any other for PC, particularly, it's actually reduced the size it takes up on your hard drive by something like 25 gigabytes.
Now, normally, reducing the size of a game by 25 gigabytes should be a lot, right? Well, what are we standing at now with Modern Warfare 2?
My hard drive is eaten up by 202 gigabytes of Modern Warfare.
That's just insane.
That's because I have Modern Warfare and Warzone.
Still.
So if I just had Warzone, I think it would only be 100 odd gigabytes.
How can Warzone only be 100 gig? One map? It doesn't make any sense. It's what?
It's a massive map.
Yeah, but still.
And there's a lot of detail on that map.
Well, yeah, but you're just
reusing it. It's not just a barren map with loads of fucking...
Yeah, but think how it works.
Copy and paste how
okay.
It is.
You're not neither of us are. I get it, right? But to me, it just seems like you're still reusing assets. Like, that's just insane. Where are they putting that I mean, there's lots of detail, obviously, yeah. I know. I mean, they're obviously... Actually, saying that, somebody said... I've heard a couple of people say that their compression, their ability to compress the files is dog-eared, right? Shit, to use another phrase that some of you may have heard of. And they're just not doing a very good job or making the effort.
Are you saying lazy devs? Is that what you're basically saying?
I'm not going to say lazy devs because maybe it's a case of, you know, they have to balance it up and say, you know what, we just can't, you know. If people can handle it, then just we'll do it. Like, but I don't know. I'm not like, what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to really know why it's so big. But most, even like I said, Golf with Friends is like 4 gig, and you look at it and go, what, 4 gig? Like, that's mental, isn't it?
Yeah,
gigabytes are the new megabytes.
Well, and the problem I have is like, you know. If what kind of standard is that setting for games that really don't need to be that big? And like, it's golf with your friends and having a 4 gig update is a problem enough that we couldn't play it. Like, we wanted to play it right then. The update is 4 gig. Whatever happened to those updates that Xbox 360 used to have? Your game needs an update, and it would just be like, zink, done. Well, you know?
Yeah, because. Didn't the games come on CDs in those days?
Back in the day.
Like they were about 650
Wax
megabytes.
Cylinder. I remember Wax Cylinder games.
Anyway, they used to run off the disc as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
In the old 360 days. You only had a little bit of update on the hard drive.
Yeah, there are minor patches, I guess.
Because they couldn't do what they do now, and just because everything's installed to hard drive everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's basically just completely fucking change the game.
Okay. Is that us done for playing games? I just need to take a pee break. Does anyone else need a pee break before we hit the news, or do
I
we
need
want
to get
just...
another beer break?
Okay. Okay.
Fucking, I go upstairs to get my beer. All the fucking windows open, everywhere. Everyone's gone to bed. I had to go around and fucking shut all the skylights upstairs everywhere. Fuck's sake.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, don't shut them, shut them. Just don't want them fucking wide open like they are.
Oh.
Like, why am I the only person who can shut this fucking thing?
Don't start me on stuff like that. Went upstairs last night. I'm like, what? Who the fuck? Why can't they switch the bathroom light off?
I've just turned a load of lights off as well.
the hallway light. Okay, I'm okay with that. That's a point of carriage, right? That's where people are going milling in and out. It might be a route. Let's call it a route. I'm okay. I can just about let that one fly. But the bathroom, right? You're in. You're out. You're the last person in there. Why would you not turn the light off?
Makes too much noise if it's upstairs at bedtime.
Oh, man. Fucking, can you imagine if we didn't have LEDs, what my electricity bill would be? We live in a golden age.
Especially all the PCs you've got.
Oh, God, my electricity bill this summer is awful. Awful. I'm running my AC 24/7 to keep it cool while I've got like four blast furnaces running in the basement. don't start me. God, it's... Oh, man. All right, let's do the news. Neil. It's the news.
Right, can you record that? And just
this is
it.
All being recorded.
You can play that every
week. I'll just do it live every week.
Okay. Well, we did one of them already about Apple blocking xCloud. So we don't need to go through that. But I'll quickly mention xCloud. We didn't really cover it, but it's properly being launched on the 15th of September as part of Ultimate Game Pass, or Game Pass Ultimate, however you want to say it.
Yeah, this is going to be great, isn't it?
It's not if you've got an iPhone, obviously.
No, but I'll be in my office, man. I'll be in my office. I can play anything I want.
But it's just Android mobiles and tablets, I think, to start with, isn't it? I think so. I don't really know. I haven't read enough properly.
It was for the... I think it was for... Yeah, you might be right.
There's definitely pictures of phones and tablets. It doesn't say about doing it on your PC yet.
Oh.
So, you got a work phone?
Yeah, but it's an iPhone.
Christ. Maybe they'll get you those Samsung Notes that they've just launched, because they're coming with 3 months of Game Pass, apparently. for their 900 odd quid.
So, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
I mean, I've got what I need to play one. I've got Android phone. I think my phone is compatible. I've got some Bluetooth. I can use a PS4 controller to play Xbox games on your phone because they're Bluetooth. So,
aren't some of the newer Xbox controllers Bluetooth?
Yeah. If you've got the later ones, yeah, they are Bluetooth as well. So I might give it a go.
Somebody needs to.
Once it launches. But I don't see it being my primary way of playing games, that's for sure. But it's definitely interesting to see if they get people picking it up as their main way of getting back into games. People talk about, I've seen a lot of people talk about lapsed gamers, people who used to play games, probably played Call of Duty for ages with their mates years ago, and then stopped playing games. And then because they're always on their phones these days, maybe they're the sort of people that might pick this sort of shit up and suddenly get back into games, and you never know, might end up buying an Xbox.
Maybe.
So they're kind of going a different way, aren't they? I think so.
I think the next few weeks, next few months, just it's going to be a good fun ride. You know, xCloud coming. Mm. I'm desperate to find out what these console prices are going to be.
It's really late.
It's
now,
getting
isn't
to
it?
The wire, like
mid August.
Yeah, it's about time we heard something. You would have thought, but like something's got to give sooner or later.
Well, I don't suppose it's... I'm not being funny. We live in an age where you can order something on Amazon, it turns up the same day. So I don't think they need much lead time between ordering and getting it these days to make sure you get what you want. But you can definitely normally know by now how much you're thinking of, how many they've got, how much it's going to cost and all that
stuff. Yeah.
I
could be in the market, boys, for a new console. It looks very likely that I might not be curling this season, and I've already put my curling money aside. So I have an envelope upstairs.
Have you got Series X money then?
I've got Series S money, I think.
Yeah, you don't know yet. What I've heard talk of is the Series S, currently unannounced, is going to come in at the same price as the current Xbox One X, which is why they're discontinuing that.
Right.
Which over here, they're like 250 to 300 quid.
Yeah. So that should be, I think that's going to be my sweet spot again, right? That's going to give me my, my jump at a price point. I'm not going to, like the price, what I think the new X is going to be, for me, too expensive. So.
For someone who buys three PCs a year, yeah.
Yeah. Don't. It's not funny. It's not funny. I've created a monster. I'm sitting here trying to just get my son to go out. My children, please just go outside. It's the summertime. Go play. And like, what have I done? I furnished him with gaming PCs. I'm a fucking moron.
Well, my son's still slumming it on his Xbox, but he's on the Microsoft. You get the report every week how much time they spent. And it was like, he's spent quite a lot of time, 72 hours in a week he played. I was like, that's quite a lot, really, isn't it?
That is a lot.
There was one day he spent 13 hours on either his PC or the Xbox. I was like, fuck. You know, I was like, right, tomorrow, you're not playing. You need to do something else.
Oh, that sounds oddly familiar.
that's where we are. Anyone want to talk about any more about Xbox?
Nah. Let's wrap her up.
Okay. Well, Sony did a thing before we just finish. Did you just see it? I didn't watch it. I've watched the things.
No, I didn't.
So it wasn't much PS5 stuff. It's all mostly, well, there's just a bit of all sorts, really. Crash Bandicoot 4. Are you excited about Crash Bandicoot 4?
Nope.
No, me neither. I've never was a Crash person anyway, so. Hitman 3 has the announcement that it's going to be playable in PSVR, and so will Hitman 1 and 2, which is a bit of a surprise. So I was like, okay. Why is the worst VR getting all the coolest shit? Annoying, but there we go. It might end up coming to PC, who knows, but that's could be a pretty cool game to play in VR, I've got to be honest. So there we go. And that's coming at launch, I believe, in 2021, whenever that is, January sometime. Braid. Did you ever play Braid?
I played Braid, and I also went back to Braid a few months ago.
Any good?
It's a clever game. It's not got masses of repeatability, but it's a clever game.
Well, it's getting a remake. Well, remaster, 20th anniversary. Is it not 20th?
That's fair enough. Right. I think if that reaches an audience of people who haven't played it, it's very clever. It's very clever. It's a bit fucking weird, but it's very clever.
Who did that game? Which one was that?
Oh, God, I've forgotten now. That was a long time ago. When was the original? The original was just a bit close.
It was a 360 Xbox Live arcade game.
10 year ago, wasn't it?
At least, yeah, something. Yeah, probably 10 years ago, yeah. One of those developers was off their nut.
Yeah, I can't think that. I don't know if it says.
Jonathan Blow. That was it.
Was it him?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jonathan, what did he do after that? Was he the Witness? He's the Witness guy, isn't he?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Witness, yeah.
Right, yeah, anyway. Stupid Firefox is not going back a page. Splunky 2. Do you play Splunky a lot? That was like a good
one. I played Splunky. I found it too difficult.
Yeah, I found it really hard. Never got anywhere. So, looks a little bit nicer, I guess, the new one, but who knows? Probably still be really fucking hard.
It would have to be, otherwise they'd upset all the hardcore fans.
Yeah. You can probably complete it in 5 minutes if you know what you're doing. I don't know. Control.
Yeah, you know, there's some guy out there who's done a run on fucking Donkey Kong bongos.
Yeah, right?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. they're just freaks though and weird.
You're not a real.
We should not celebrate people like that.
Unless you've done it blindfolded on a dance DR mat or whatever they are, right?
Yeah, with your testicles wired to electrodes or something. Control Expansion 2 got a trailer, which is got Alan Wake in it. It's called AWE. I don't know what it's going to be all about. Control, woman flying around, throwing shit around with her head. And cool, I no doubt. But didn't really say much of what the whatever the Alan Wake part of it's going to be. He was literally like a picture at the end. He's got a beard now. Vader Immortal coming to PlayStation VR, not for in about 2 weeks. I played the first episode of that.
That was cool, wasn't it?
It was a cool experience. It was fucking expensive, really, I thought. But yeah. It's now going to be on PSVR. Next one up I've got on here is Eon Must Die. Looked pretty fucking cool. Don't know if you see a video of this. I think it's gameplay. If it is gameplay, that's what looks cool. I can't really describe it. It's like a, I don't know, scrolling beat 'em up type of thing, I think. I don't really know. Very cool art style. And there was a big kickoff after. It was the people who were working on it have basically all quit because they were made to work too hard or something. And they'd already quit before this trailer got made and someone else made the trailer or something. It's all fucking loads of stuff going on around this game. The game itself looks pretty fucking cool, though. So, don't know what's going to happen with that game. Next up was Hood Outlaws and Legends, which is the Robin Hood game. But while it was on the PlayStation State of Play, it is on everything about it. Coming out next year. It's a PvPvE heist game. So, I don't know. Sounds like there will be Robin Hood and his gang of merry men versus
next
fucking the Sheriff of Nottingham and whatever you'll be playing each part. The Pedestrian coming to PS4 in January. This game came out on PC a while back, didn't it?
Don't remember it.
This looks really fucking cool, this game, anyway. It's like you're like a little stick man who walks along streets and signs and climbs up signs.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
That looks neat. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, so that looks like a cool game, but I never played it. I don't know why. There was another trailer for Bugsnax, which was the game that got interested. I don't know what that game is still. Anno Mutationum coming to PS4 in December. Looks pretty cool. Don't really know what's going on in that game either.
It's like it's a play on perspective.
It's a bit, yeah. I don't know what the actual idea of the game is, but it looks cool.
I suspect it'll be a Metroidvania game.
Yeah, it could be. The Pathless got a more gameplay that came out. That was apparently on the PS5 showcase. Don't remember it, honestly. There was some gameplay and some other Japanese game, Genshin Impact. Mm-hmm. Open world action RPG. I don't understand at all, it says on the air. I'm like, yeah, probably me, Nova. Remember Auto Chess was a thing last year?
Sorry, I was just going to say that Genshin, that looks really nice. You know, we all have our own styles, which we think look really, for me, that looks really nice.
It looks like Zelda.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it looks like Zelda. Yeah.
Mm. But Final Fantasy Zelda cross.
Yeah, it's going to be bonkers probably, but could be all right. Who knows? Yeah, so saying Auto Chess.
Yeah, wasn't that like the Dota alternative games or something like
that? There was a bit of a mod last year, weren't it? I don't know. I don't hear many people talking about it anymore, but you can play Auto Chess on PS4 later this year, I think. So, well, it doesn't actually say when it's coming out, to be fair, but I would assume it's not going to be that long because I think they've already missed the boat. Yeah. Temtem, did you play that? I hear about that. Came out on Steam. a while back. It's basically Pokemon, but it's not Pokemon, and you can play it on non-Nintendo platforms. So, but lots of people were playing that when it came out on Steam earlier this year, coming out on PS5 next year. Because don't suppose you'll be playing Pokemon on your PS5.
Nope.
And then Godfall, which was a game that was shown at the PS5 showcase, which I thought looked pretty cool at the time, was also on this thing, and they showed a bit more gameplay.
That looks cool.
I haven't watched
that. Looks neat.
But I haven't watched that, the latest that gameplay. But yeah, I thought it looked pretty cool when they did it on the showcase. So quite a bit of stuff on there, but not all PS5.
Good. Some good games coming out across all the stuff.
Yeah, there's still loads of fucking games coming out in there. Yep. Too many games.
Never going to play them all.
I'm not going to play any of them because I've got fucking Game Pass, which just keeps fucking banging out loads of games.
All that stuff isn't Sony first party stuff, though, right? You said some of it's already on PC. And
yeah, I don't know if any of this really is going to be exclusive to PlayStation. What was the first? Oh, Crash Bandicoot, maybe. I don't know. That's on all sorts now, though. I think so. Used to be a PlayStation thing, but that's been on all other platforms now. But some cool looking games. I can't go back a phase. I don't know what's going on. Oh, yes, because I don't need to. I've had a bit of a brain fart there. Last thing we've got, the much rumoured game that Rocksteady, obviously who make Batman, the good Batman games. It's been rumoured they were working on a superhero game, and there was talk of Superman, but it's not Superman. The last rumour was Suicide Squad, and they've now confirmed that it will be a Suicide Squad game, which is a games as a service type of thing, I think, a Destiny style. Maybe it's like strange that there's a Marvel Avengers game that sounds oddly similar coming out as well. I don't know if, none of us have got it, but it's on beta at the moment on PS4. Apparently there's a bit more hype about the Avengers game. It actually doesn't look totally shit now.
Yeah, some people on my Twitter feed are saying it's pretty good.
So, yeah, I haven't watched the film Suicide Squad. I don't know anything about them, really. I know who they are, obviously, but
yeah, neither. I haven't seen the film.
It's not great.
No. That's what I heard. I'm not clamoring to see it.
No. So, but it could make a good game. So, we'll see. Because game stories don't have to be as good.
Good. Okay.
I think more announcements coming soon on that. Yeah, there's going to be the not Gamescom is happening soon. So it's going to be a mother load of news coming up in the next 2 weeks, I suppose, that would normally have been at Gamescom and stuff like that. That's it.
Good stuff. Okay.
That's all the news that we can be bothered to find.
Yeah, there was loads. And there's been quite a lot of news, to be fair. I was just like, can't be honest with that.
All right. Well, if that's good, I think we've done more than our fair share. Let's wrap her up. And just in passing, just say, sounds cheesy to say it, but just dedicate the show to Gary. I think that's just it's just one of those things, eh? I'm mentioning him again, but it's just, it is what it is. I just find just the final word on Gary, just to say, rest in peace, gaming brother. I think is what I said before, and I say it again. So, look after yourselves. It's all important what we do sometimes, when even though you don't know it, right?
So yeah, indeed.
Good. Okay, guys, thank you very much, and we'll catch up with all of you next week.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Ta-da.